I'm Jason Brown with Labby & Barrett Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, the Bishop City Council on Monday night voted to move forward with the process of canceling its contract with Flock Safety, the company that provides automated license plate reader cameras. The decision follows discussions over the program's effectiveness and community concerns regarding privacy and data collection. While the cameras have been used as a tool to assist law enforcement in locating and stopping child abduction and also identifying suspects, council members in a split decision determined it was time to discontinue the agreement. Well, that doesn't mean, though, that they are abandoning a camera system entirely. It means that they'll be looking for an alternative system that will protect your data and privacy from other government agencies looking in on what is happening in Bishop. And in light of the fire that we just witnessed over on Diaz and Brockman, fires can happen fast, and so can wildfires. Be ready before they do. Wildfires don't just threaten homes. They can impact air quality, access to medications, healthcare services, and overall community well-being. That's why being prepared is an important part of public health. What can you do? Well, monitor your local news, radio, and emergency alerts for updates. Be prepared to evacuate at a moment's notice. Keep an emergency kit ready with medications, prescriptions, and medical supplies. Have a plan of where you'll stay if you need to leave your home. And best of all, know your locations of nearby shelters and safe evacuation routes. For more information about local public health resources during emergencies, contact Inyo County Public Health at 760-873-7868. And also download the Genesis app, because when they say you're in zone blah, 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 that does not make sense to us. But the Genesis app, it can interpret that and send it directly to your cell phone and let you know that you need to evacuate either immediately or be prepared to evacuate. Well, this is from the Bishop Police Department. Recently, they've noticed an increasing number of vehicles that are not yielding, pulling over, or stopping when emergency vehicles are responding with lights and sirens, which is a code 3. They'd like to remind the public that when an authorized emergency vehicle is approaching, you are required by law to take action. Under California Vehicle Code 21806, when an authorized emergency vehicle is approaching with its sirens sounding and a red light visible from 1,000 feet under normal conditions, you must yield the right-of-way, move to the right-hand edge of the roadway or curb, clear of any intersection, stop and remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed. Exit preferential lanes, HOV bus lanes, etc. when it is safe to do so. As a pedestrian, move to a place of safety and remain there until the emergency vehicle has passed. These laws are in place to help ensure the safety of the public and emergency responders when police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel are responding to emergencies. Every second matters. Delays caused by vehicles failing to yield can impact their ability to quickly reach someone who may be experiencing the worst day of their life. Well, dog adoption event is taking place. It's brought to you by the Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue and Crowley Lake Fish Camp at Marina. It's going to be Saturday, June 27th, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Come meet the dogs ready for their forever home. You got any questions about this? You can call or text Corey at 760-937-3841. Well, we'd like to congratulate Deputy Michael Olgas. On Thursday, June 18th, Deputy Mike Olgas was recognized for his outstanding achievement of 28 impaired driving arrests here in Inyo County. He received his honor during a 2026 MADD, which is MAD Law Enforcement and Prosecutor Recognition Award, founded in 1980. That's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, is dedicated to ending impaired driving, supporting victims, and promoting safer roadways through education, advocacy, and partnerships within public safety agencies nationwide, including the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the Office of Traffic Safety, and the California Department of Alcohol Beverage Control. So head on out to the Inyo County Sheriff's Office Facebook page and join us recognizing his hard-earned achievement. Well, thanks for listening to today's news. I'm Jason Brown. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com. For 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks again for listening.